Friends and elders, we heard some beautiful presentations regarding the noble life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the millions, nay the billions of humans on whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a profound impact and continues to have on many lives across the globe, one has been the nursing mother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which history has well documented, but you and I have not adequately familiarized ourselves with, and that is none other than Halima Sa'diyya. فَمِنْ ثَدْيَيْهَا الطَّاهِرَيْنِ رَضَعَ الْغُلَامُ السَّعِيدِ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. It was from the chest of this woman that the noblest human that ever existed was suckled and nursed. وَمِنْ فَصَاحَتِهَا وَفَصَاحَةِ قَوْمِهَا نَهَلَ فَكَانَ مِنْ أَبْيَنِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كَلَامًا وَمِنْ أَفْصَحِ الْفُصَحَاءِ نُطْقًا. And it was from the eloquence of her speech and the profound articulation of her locality and her tribe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam acquired his profoundness in speech, and hence he became the most eloquent orator and the most profound human that ever existed. Sirat Mustafa, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu one day tapped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "O Prophet of Allah, you're very profound in your speech." He said, "After all, I grew up in the tribe of Banu Sa'd." We say, "After all, I'm an Oxford graduate." I know when I was in America, in California, brothers used to often say, "Monana, you know, this is my son. He's studying in Berkeley University, where Clinton's daughter is studying." So I said, "Mashallah, congratulations, but she's passing, he's failing." You know, many of us, they make it in the university, many people consider enrollment as graduation. You enroll, graduation is a different thing, my brother. The potential to graduate, but it's not the time to rejoice. The utterance of the kalima, we've enrolled into Islam, we haven't graduated. You die with iman, you've graduated. But as now, we've enrolled. The potential is there, if we explore, we can climb. But we've just enrolled, we are students in the university. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, Thuwaiba, the slave girl of Abu Lahab, brought the glad tidings to Abu Lahab that a son has been born to your late son Abdullah. As a mark of joy and happiness on the birth of a son to his late brother Abdullah, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he liberated the slave and he said, "You are free." It was a joy, a token of happiness. Obviously, tragically, when the Prophet ﷺ grew up and he stood up with his message amongst those that vehemently opposed him was Abu Lahab, and two of the daughters of the Prophet ﷺ were married to Utbah and Utaybah. These were the respective sons of Abu Lahab. When the verses were revealed, تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. Abu Lahab, when the verses were revealed that may he be destroyed and perished, he came to his daughters and he said that me and you will, I will severe ties with you until and unless you don't go and divorce the daughters of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at one go. And both these, the marriage was performed, but it was not consummated. And this was Allah's divine planning and protection as well. The marriage was performed, but it was not consummated. So Utbah and Utaybah both had come and then divorced the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam respectively at one go. One can well imagine the sentiments and the feelings of a father who faces a setback where two of his daughters are returned home at the same time. And these were no ordinary daughters. Ruqayya, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then obviously this honor and this privilege came to Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu. His wife, Umme Jamil, she also supported the cause of her husband in opposing the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The riwayat of Sirat Mustafa, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting in the masjid, Abu Bakr is with him. She would then sing vile poetry against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, "Mudammam, mudammaman asayna amrahu abayna deenahu qalayna." While Allah referred to him as Muhammad the praised, she said he is the criticized, wal iyadu billah, the condemned, the ridicule one. Mudammaman asayna أَمْرَهُ أَبَيْنَا. His religion we deny. دِينَهُ قَلَيْنَا. His faith we dislike. As bin Wa'il made the nasty remark, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. He said, Muhammad is abtar. Abtar in Arabic refers to an animal the tail of which has been severed. Referring to the fact that the Prophet ﷺ had no male offspring, they had passed away. So none will take his lineage forward. So these were the derogatory remarks he made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse. First Allah consoled his Nabi. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Sometimes the children are playing. Someone snubs him. The mother calls him and says, leave them, see what I bought for you. See what I got. Allah said, ignore their comments. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have given you kawthar. In Bahrul Muhit, there are 26 different opinions of kawthar. The common being the pond. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Observe both prayers, physical and financial. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Allah said, your name will prosper. That person who's accused you, his name will be severed. The other day I was doing some booking online, kulula.com. So you know, while you are booking, you have this here, did you know? Did you know? You know, and unfortunately now most of it is sports related. I recall the good time, if we may call it, where you read the Chappie's paper and you got some general information and not who won the World Cup. Because this is all sports related, some general, you know, things about life, which is healthy and it is important. So anyway, do you know which is the most common name in the world? Muhammad. Subhanallah. I heard it myself. Which is the most common name in the world? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what was the accusation? What Allah gave him? Anyway, Thuwayba was liberated on the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bidayah wa Nihaya, Ibn Abbas seen him in a dream, Abu Lahab after his death, seen him in an evil condition. How did you fare before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said things are in an evil condition. However, every Mondays there is a reduction in the torment because I had rejoiced on the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one riwayat I pointed with my finger, so to this extent I enjoy pleasure. So much water is given to me, which is very minimal, but nonetheless, it helps to a minimal degree to soothe my thirst, simply because I rejoiced on the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first 4 days of his blessed life, he was nursed by his own mother. The second 4 days, he was nursed by Thuwayba. On the 8th day, it was the custom and the traditions of the Arab to send the baby out on the outskirts where the language was preserved, the culture was preserved, the climate was conducive. So Halima Sa'diya said, I also left Makkah with a group of women. Kharajtu min manazilina. We left home. Ana wa zawji, myself and my husband. Her husband's name was Harith, but he was better known as Abu Kabsha, and hence the Prophet ﷺ was known as لَقَدْ أَمِرَ أَمْرُ بْنُ أَبِي كَبْشَ إِنَّهُ يَخَافُهُ مَلِكُ بَنِي الْأَصْفَرِ, which comes in the first volume of Bukhari Sharif on the occasion of Hiraql. It's an issue of its own. The Prophet ﷺ has been referred to as Abu Al-Qasim also, as Abu Kabsha also, because her husband's name was Harith, but he was known as Abu Kabsha. وَإِبْنٌ لَنَا صَغِيرٌ, and we had a little child by the name of Abdullah. And she had a girl by the name of Shima. Shima was 5 years old when the Prophet ﷺ was brought to the house. They left from their location, which present day is known as Shumaysiyah. This is approximately 10 odd miles from Jeddah, 30 odd miles from Makkah. This is the place, the location where the greatest human grew up in his infancy. You know, we study the lives of celebrities and we see where they schooled, and we go and visit Robben Island where the former president spent 27 years of his life. Have we ever taken our time to study that location where the greatest human was nurtured, suckled and nursed? She says, we left. وَكَانَ نِسْوَةٌ مِّن قَوْمِي قَدْ خَرَجْنَا لِمِثْلِ مَا خَرَجْتُ إِلَيْهِ. And I wasn't alone. It was a group of women. We left from Makkah on the search for a baby. They would go, money would exchange hands, they would nurse the child. وَعَلَى الْوَالِدَاتِ يُرْضِعْنَا أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ. And it's the moral obligation of a mother that she nurses her child for the duration of 2 years. And obviously we know the bonding that happens in this, apart from the transmission of milk, but the bonding and the closeness, it's beyond description in words. She says, let me also remind you, وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي سَنَةٍ قَاحِلَةٍ مُجْدِبَةٍ. This happened in a time where there was absolute drought and famine. أَيْبَسَتِ الزَّرْعَ وَأَهْلَكَتِ الزَّرْعَ فَلَمْ تُبْقِ لَنَا شَيْئًا. There was no harvest, there was no milk. Just for you to get a glimpse of the crisis in the life of this woman, till she met my Nabi, and the destiny of this woman changed. And understand, I will remind you, my brother and my sister, lend me an attentive ear, she's not meeting my Nabi as a professional prophet, she is meeting him as an infant. Mi'raj was but one miracle. Nay, everything of his life was a miracle. Those that interacted with him, their lives became miraculous. Leave alone Mi'raj. وَكَانَ مَعَنَا دَبَّتَانِ عَجْفَوَانِ. We had only two conveyances. One donkey, one camel. عَجْفَوَانِ ثَنْ لِينْ وِيكْ لَا تَرْشَحَانِ بِقَطْرَةٍ مِّنْ لَبَنْ. We would barely get a drop of milk from it. فَرَكِبْتُ أَنَا وَغُلَامِي الصَّغِيرِ إِحْدَاهُمَا. Myself and my little child mounted onto the donkey. أَمَّا زَوْجِي فَرَكِبَ الْأُخْرَى. My husband mounted onto the camel. وَكَانَتْ نَاقَتُهُ أَكْبَرَ سِنًّا وَأَشَدَّ هَزَالًا. His camel was older, more thin, more weak, more lean. My brother, I don't have much time, but I hope you can run your thoughts and you will realize nothing in the life of this woman was in order. The pious predecessors had one principle. مَنْ أَصْلَحَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. You sort your relation with Allah, Allah sorts your relation with His creation. So you have a problem with your wife, with your child, with your employer, don't engage it individually. Don't engage it one-on-one. Solve your problem with Allah. One pious person said, when I disobey Allah, I notice my conveyance rebels against me. When Sayyidina Sulaiman took inspection of his army, he said, Mali la ara al-hudhud, Mali la ara al-hudhud, am kana min al-ghaibin. Scholars of tafsir, jazahullahu anna khair al-jaza, they do not leave any word, nay any letter, but they exploit. Sulaiman did not say, where is the bird, what is wrong with the bird? He first said, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. When they fail to accomplish their goals, they examine their actions before they blamed others. When things are not happening right, is there not something wrong with me? Is my dealings with my Allah in order? إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَال, the plural of the word amal, their aspirations, their goals, their achievements. تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So he did not immediately blame the bird. He first said, مَالِي لَا عَرَى الْهُدُهُدْ. Is it that the bird is present and I have been denied the sight of the bird? أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. Or is it literally that the bird is absent? I often say, and let me repeat it, those that come after you will be better than you or worse than you because of you. Those that come after you, your children, your descendants, your generation, your students, they will be worse than you or better than you because of you. Our actions get distributed amongst our children. Those who take our good, they surpass us in good. Allah forbid, those who take our evil, they drop deeper in evil than us. But in essence, they draw from their parents. They draw from their parents. When sickness has a history of being heritage, why won't qualities go in the same way? If it's in the family, you are warned. Watch yourself. So anyway, she says, we left in this way. My husband mounted onto the camel, I mounted onto the donkey. وَكُنَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا نَنَامُ لَحْظَةً فِي لَيْلِنَا كُلِّهِ لِشِدَّةِ بُكَاءِ طِفْلِنَا مِنَ الْجُوعِ إِذْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي ثَدْيِ مَا يُغْنِيهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ فِي ذِرْعِ نَاقَتِنَا مَا يُغَذِّيهِ. Throughout the journey, we did not sleep for a wink because my child cried profusely. Why? I had nothing in my chest to nurse him. There was nothing in the udders of the camel to nourish him. Now you know and I know, my brother, a pleasant flight can be interrupted by a child that makes noise. Traveling in comfort and in luxury, one child that is making noise can disrupt the entire flight. You're on camelback, on donkey, thin, lean, weak, and your child is crying, not any other child, your own child. Can you just imagine how problems had compounded upon this woman? وَلَقَدْ أَبْطَعْنَا بِالرَّكْبِ بِسَبَبِ هُزَالِ أَتَانِنَا. And to add salt to injury, our camel and conveyance was the slowest. So the other people felt intimidated and they could not move so sluggishly with us. They said, Halima, you and your husband come with your pace, we leave you. So we were ostracized and marginalized by our own tribe also. So Halima says, I sat alone. So did my husband. While my Shima is at home, my little Abdullah in my hand, I look at my husband and he cries. He looks at me and we cry. Our child is in a pitiful condition. This is my life before I met Muhammad. فَلَمَّا بَلَغْنَا مَكَّةَ We finally reach Makkah. وَبَحَثْنَا عَنِ الرُّضَعَى And we start our search for locating the infants. وَقَعْتُ فِي أَمْرٍ لَمْ يَكُنْ بِالْحُسْبَانِ I was gripped in a crisis least anticipated.